All right. Everybody look out, watch out. It's Keep Up with Stillman Sane.
And me, Robert Medica of the world. Hey.
He got me. He got me. The special needs are really needy right now, for sure. Thank you, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It is your boy, Stillman Sane, and we got the co-host.
Me, Robert Medica of the world. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Telemundo. Let's do it.
Motherfucker.
You said what?
I said Telemundo. What?
Yo, I'm trying to overuse my mundo word. I'm trying. Don't be coming at the. Not everybody. I learned my Spanish from Duolingo. You did yours from music videos. We all have our respective gringo corners.
Carry on.
Carry on, carry on. So I already asked you how you're doing. We've been taping these back to back, but how you doing, Robert? How you doing?
Hey, so I am doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I feel good. I feel reinvigorated about life just because I am keeping up with my passions. I feel like when you have those passions and you stay connected to them, it keeps you focused and it keeps you like uplifted. And so I'm feeling good. I'm like, ain't no stopping us now. Okay, we're on the move. How you feeling?
I'm feeling betrayed. I'm feeling betrayed. I spoke to J-Lo earlier and I showed her the footage from our pre-recording, and she saw you wearing her ex-husband's shirt before you changed into this Britney. See, now what? Britney, I'm team Britney too. I'm team Britney. Read the book, so good. Fuck K-Fed and fuck Justin Timberlake. So I'm with you with that shirt. But you were wearing Mark Anthony's shirt, and you changed. That was smart. That was a good decision. I'm snitching. I'm snitching.
J-Lo, I'm only wearing this shirt.
I'm walking over the RFK. I'm walking over fucking the Major Deegan, and I'm going to tell her that you were wearing her ex-husband's shirt.
Mira, you could tell her whatever you like, because if you know, you know. The reason why J-Lo was with Mark Anthony is because she knew he was that man. He's the best salsa music, Puerto Rican. So she knows. Us Puerto Ricans, we always, always, always gonna ride out with Mark Anthony. And she's okay with that. That's her baby father. That's her baby father, her ex-husband.
So you had to pick one. If you had a gun to your head and you had to pick one, Mark or J-Lo? Are you going with mom or dad?
I'll just die.
If you were in the divorce, and who you going with, mom or dad? Who you going?
Oh, I'm gonna live with. Oh, I'll live with J-Lo. Let me live with J-Lo. Yes. And we'll be thinking, this is me.
J-Lo wins again. The orange drink.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I don't even like that phrase, by the way. If you know, you know.
I don't like it either. It's so funny.
Oh my God, it's so fucking tacky. I love this. I can't. Like, shut the fuck up. And I don't want to know. Most cases, I don't want to know. So, like, don't try to give me FOMO, which is another one, which I like FOMO. But, like,
I find it so funny that she used it.
Go ahead.
I just find it so funny that she used it there. So now it makes me want to use it because it's like.
Yo.
If you know, you know. When people actually don't know, I think that's where more I come from.
Man, Mark, don't you know the great Kanye West phrase? There's leaders and there's followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. Don't be swallowing J-Lo like that. Don't be swallowing J-Lo like that. J-Lo, moving on. Oh, go ahead. If you got something, go ahead.
That's it. J-Lo, I love you. Mark Anthony, I love you too. Aguanile. Voy a ir. Voy a gozar. Vivir, vivir. La, la.
Is that his number one hit? I think that's his number one hit, right?
Yeah. That song definitely went to number one on the Latin song charts.
No, no. I'm saying like his number one song of all time.
Possibly.
I think it probably is. That's a great song. I love that song. I love Mark Anthony too. Actually, I've never seen him live. I I've seen J-Lo a lot. She like did a cameo at a festival that I was at in Atlantic City a long time ago. It was when her second album was out.
Oh, you should see him.
And I saw their movie together about what's his name, Hector Bilbao. That was very good. And she, and you know, that was one of the, when I told you I had that conversation with her when she was in Oscar season before Hustlers. And then she was upset that she didn't get nominated for, what is that movie with Hector Bilbao? What did you say? El Cantante?
El Cantante.
Yes. She was very good in it, actually. I could see why she was upset. She was very good.
She was punchy.
Yeah, she was very good. I enjoyed it.
It was very controversial for the Latin community, let me tell you, because...
Oh, please, please, please. Represent.
They consider her the other woman. So it's like, oh, J-Lo, why are you playing the other woman? Poochie, yes, Poochie. They made it the love story, but I believe supposedly he had another woman or wife or something, and people did not appreciate that. So she got a lot of shit for that. That's a little inside baseball from the Latino community. Keep up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Great, great one. But I have a question. Who made the film?
It was produced.
Did they get sanctioned by the actual family?
Oh, I don't know about the family. I know that was the controversy, because I know that even behind the scenes, people were like, oh, you chose Poochie. That was the character she played. And people were like, oh, I think that wasn't the woman he was married to in the end. So they thought it was disrespectful and all this bullshit. But, you know, whatever. He seemed to have been with her for a long time. So whatever. We love you, J-Lo. Do your thing, boo.
Man,
you never leave me. That's my favorite line from that. When I was into toxic relationships, she tells Hector, "You never leave me."
And yet he did. So Ray left it with two twins, two ugly ass twins. One can sing though, right? One can sing.
Cut that out. Those are beautiful children. Moving right along. They are awesome. They are stars.
They look like him. They look like him after 20 years of blow. He's still a decent looking guy though. She's amazing. She gets better like every second. I don't know how she like gets younger. She looks younger than me. I'm 37. Gonna be 38 in 2 months. And she looks like 10 years younger than me. She's amazing. I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing her thing.
Kids are beautiful.
We're
going to What the Fuck Happened.
All right, let's get a little more serious. What the fuck happened? A little bit of politics. Right now, Russia just got hit with a terrorist attack at a Moscow concert. A very popular artist, band, was playing. Let's read into that real quick. Do I even have it open? No, I don't. Shame on me. So let's go into this. And I'll give you a little bit more info on it. It is a new terrorist group. And I know we don't like to hear that, but it's true. There's a new terrorist group. They were disbanded in Pakistan. They're called ISIS-K. They were part of the Taliban, and they are a more extremist version of the Taliban. So the reason why this is relevant is because Russia, at first, Putin thought that it was Kyiv, that it was Ukraine. You know, they're having their crisis right now. They annexed Crimea during the Obama administration, and then now they're trying to take over, which I think they took over Mariupol. It's been a stalemate for a long time, but they're trying to take over that area, Donbass region. So people thought that it was a terrorist attack from them and that the suspects ran over to Kyiv. They are denying that, but ISIS-K, I don't know where the K comes from, but they are ISIS-K. They are a different faction, a more extreme version of ISIS, which I thought Trump defeated. That's what he said. They have claimed this, and it has injured a bunch of people. It was really sad. Do you have any thoughts on the Russia conflict? And oh, my bad. One more thing. They are taking revenge for the actions that Russia has done in Afghanistan and in Syria. And so are you, I know that a lot of people out there are Putin fans. I don't know when that happened, but are you a Putin fan? Are you, do you have any friends from the Moscow region, Russia region? Hearts go out to the people that have been hurt and that have perished in this terrible attack.
I'm not necessarily a Putin fan or not fan. I feel like I definitely would just need to do more research. I know I've heard the surface level things about him, and then I've heard things to the contrary. So I feel like for me, it's not really like my place. You know, I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. I just hear what I hear. But they've done that. You know, I know we've gone into countries and killed people who were like Gaddafi, right? That he was trying to go back to the gold standard. Libya. And we went there and we whacked them, you know? So I know our media portrays people however they want. So with that said, I don't know. But anytime I hear anybody just going out to try to have a good time, to go to a concert and not being able to do that because some fucking whack job decided to be an asshole, I think it's a shame. And my heart goes out to all those people, and it's the worst. It's the worst thing you would want to happen. The worst, the thing you probably put out of your mind. You go to a concert to have a good time, to forget the bullshit of the world, and then something like this happens. It's really sad, and you know, I think I'm sure justice is on its way.
Yeah, no, it was perfectly said, to be honest. No, I feel the same way. You know that I'm a big concert goer. I, of course, am going to see Nikki next week. No, I go to so many of these things, and you're right. You want people to be safe, not only for your own well-being, but the people around you. I know that I'm very jaded on this show, and that I like try to be sarcastic and dry with my humor and stuff. But no, I don't want anybody to get hurt, no matter where they're from. No matter what conflict is going on, no matter how I feel about the leader, I'm not a big fan of Putin. I think he's trying to bring back the Soviet Union. And it's funny that like people call liberals like myself socialists and stuff like that. And the people that root for him, I'm like, what? I'm like, he's like total communist. And so whatever, people are, even including myself, a lot of people are walking contradictions. So not a heavily political show, so I got your opinion on that. That's all we got, Robert, on the Moscow news. Shout out to Moscow. I know that, like, you know, a lot of people have chosen sides when it comes to almost NATO Ukraine, and of course they got flaws themselves. They're not a very friendly region to a lot of prevalent groups in our country, and but nobody's perfect. Neither is the U.S. But again, RIP and thoughts and prayers to some of these people. And hopefully, even though they took the blame for this, hopefully this doesn't balloon into something bigger. Terrorist attacks are no good. I do believe in some terrorist attacks. I know that's going to sound funny. I know it sounds really weird. But, you know, like the American Revolution, like, you know, that type of stuff. So it's weird because Nelson Mandela used to be a terrorist. So the oppressors usually label us that. So that's what I'm trying to say. And so, but when you are just killing innocent lives, whether you're doing it kamikaze style, whether you're doing it with, like, you know, suicide bombs and stuff like that, it's crazy. Like, there's too many casualties, there's too many innocent bystanders, and it's just really sad. Have you ever to move on, but to put it on a lighter note? Have you ever thought about visiting Russia, St. Petersburg, or Moscow?
Not in particular, honestly. Not necessarily someplace I've considered. I know, you know, just cursory information. It seems like maybe not the most LGBT friendly, and
yeah, either one, Ukraine or Russia, both of them are not.
Yeah. So, and I've had friends from, from Lithuania. Tell me, you know, that they experience, you know, a lot of closed-mindedness also there, you know, Eastern European countries. So it's like, I don't know if it's for me. It's not like a place that I necessarily need to visit. You know, even if I'm not, I don't feel like I'm necessarily, out there, but just knowing that maybe it's not accepted, I feel like it's not the place for me. I feel like they don't want me there. So I don't go where I'm not wanted. You know, I could take my money elsewhere.
Those are my favorite places to be. I lived in Indiana, and they definitely didn't want me there. Jersey, the parts of Jersey that I lived. So those are my favorite places to be. I like making people uncomfortable when they don't want me there. Keep squirming, motherfuckers. All right, ready to move on. We are getting back to the entertainment portion. We are on What the Fuck Did I Hear? And right now, as we predicted, both of us, we said that Justin Timberlake, Team Britney. I love the shirt. Right now, right, Britney would definitely approve. She would take out a butter knife and she would iron versus iron. So Justin Timberlake, he's faltering there. But to be fair, and I'm not trying to mansplain or even like give an excuse. I am a fan of Justin Timberlake. I do think he's a douchebag most of the time as a person, but as a musician, he's pretty amazing. I did listen to the album. I listened to the whole thing. I listened to it a couple times. I don't like being lazy. I don't like listening to albums once and giving a review. That's why I thought it was dangerous when we reviewed Shakira's Half album. Like, you know, I always like to try.
I did hear the rest of it.
I'm sure it was dope. How was it?
It was great. Shakira's album, I'm here for it. She had some songs that sound like her old stuff. That was like, so if you're a fan of hers, then you'll appreciate it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. She really showed who she is in this new market, and I think just cemented her brilliance. By the way, I think this was going to be one of the topics, but, you know, I noticed I think it was the beginning of last year, early this year, she sold her catalog of like over 144 songs.
That's very popular.
So for an undisclosed amount. And so there's that money. But now most of this album, 8 of the songs are like major hits for her. So that's more money that, you know, she'll be, if she decides to sell this off too, she'll have a lot of money coming to her because these songs are great. So, hey, Shakira.
Yeah, no, more power to the artists. Taylor Swift, even Ice Spice. We were talking about Ice Spice before. She owns her masters. Meg Thee Stallion, during her new distribution deal with Warner Brothers, I think she just got a master's deal as well. And sometimes, like you said, when they own it, they sell it. Bob Dylan has sold his Hall & Oates. Yeah. They have a controversy with theirs, but they have sold theirs, a portion of theirs. Bruce Springsteen. There's a few artists, very famous ones. Michael Jackson has sold some of his catalog. He has actually the most expensive catalog of all time. Right now, they're fighting. They're fighting to Sony for some reason. Oh, yeah, Sony sold some of it without their permission, and Blanket, the youngest son, I believe, bought with Katherine Jackson. But Katherine Jackson is trying to appeal it, and the grandson said no, and he's trying to get the estate not to approve of paying for her appeal because he thinks it's just too expensive, so... That's just something I'm throwing in there. But back to Justin Timberlake, I used to make a joke that Usher and Justin Timberlake are the white and black sons of Michael Jackson. And they pretty much, like, honestly, they sing almost the same songs. And I'm a big fan of both of them, more so Usher, to be honest. But some of the songs, they can, like, trade off. Like Justin can sing his song and Usher can sing his. And they would be just as much of a hit. They're just super talented and they're really good dancers. I think Chris Brown is a better dancer than both of them. But Justin Timberlake, especially with the karma that's going around, I don't really feel that bad for him. And again, I listened to the album a few times. I like to give it a listen a few times so that I can have a full grasp of how the album is. It's very poppy. It's beyond poppy. It's like he went away from the country stuff. The country stuff was the last one, Man in the Woods. This one is just really corny melodies. It's not like, and fucking up the dance floor is like probably the best single on there. Selfish and the other one are not even good singles in my opinion. They're okay. A lot of melodic, a lot of like slow, a lot like nothing really dancey. I know they had that NSYNC reunion at the end of the album. That was okay. I'm not really into the movies. I love the Trolls. I actually have a collection of them. But from when I was a kid, but I hate the movies. I'm not a fan of sorry, I'm racist. I don't like them, that they're different colors like Doug. Like, that was like a big turnoff for me. I'm like, why are there purple and blue and fucking red trolls? Like, what's going on here? Like, but yeah, no. Did you get to listen to Justin Timberlake's album, or are you just hating on the sideline like me?
Oh, no. You know, Justin Timberlake, that was one of my style icons growing up. I wanted to look just like Justin. I always dressed.
Did you have the frost tips?
No, but I would try to do my outfit, more so my outfits, because I was not that adventurous with my hair when I had it. But I definitely always dress like I'm in the boy band still to this day, because he was one of my style icons. Loved him. I remember I was working at, I probably shouldn't say the place, but whatever. I was working in retail, and this girl stopped me and she said, "I want you to know you are literally the Spanish version of Justin Timberlake." And I was like, ah!
No, hey, I like that.
That's what I was going for, bitch. So that was nice. And I did Britney Spears had a documentary, Britney's Fans for Britney for the Record, and MTV did Britney's Fans for the Record, and okay. I was on that. And when I was submitting for it, I was like, I've been told I'm the Spanish Justin Timberlake, and you know, that was, I feel like that got me in there so I could be a part of the show. But I felt like they cut me out because I kept smiling and nodding a lot on camera behind the guy, and I looked insane. So they had to keep cutting away from me.
Oh my gosh.
But, no, I didn't listen to his album. The songs that I heard didn't really catch my ear like that. But I will say that if folks go on YouTube and they put Mariah Carey Selfish, they can hear an AI cover of Mariah Carey covering his song Selfish. And I love that song with Mariah Carey singing it. It sounds amazing. Like, whoa, I wish Mariah Carey would be like working with these people who produced this song, because I could get into that. So I feel like he just, with that, it reminded me that I really want to see Mariah Carey do some new music more than anything. And on that note, Britney, recently, when there was all this debacle with that song Selfish and fans got her song Selfish to the top of the charts of iTunes, she even came out with the comment that, oh, you know, Justin is a genius. I love his new album. But then she ended up taking it back when he shaded her. And he said, I want to apologize to absolutely no fucking body or whatever, which was kind of fucked up. He didn't need to do that.
Yeah, that's right. So
as a fellow Aquarius, I expect more from him. He's always, you know, Aquarius, we are the type of people who are supposed to take the high road in things, especially publicly. So I don't think that helped his persona at all. But, you know, his fangirls and boys will still see him on tour. Didn't help the album sales.
Shout out to my homegirl Jackie. She went to London. She went to Tennessee for one of his shows recently. The whole rollout. She's been going to the whole rollout. She went to the Terminal 5 show where he said that. And no, she should still be a fan of whoever she wants to be. Like, you're a big fan of Mariah. Like, you just stand over her. Like, and as a Gemini, I have low standards for people. So I'm pretty comfortable with him being a dick. Shows in the numbers now. But that's what my point is. That's why these people, it's a likability thing. Like Nicki Minaj said, it's a popularity contest. These album charts now, it's not even about the music anymore. It's basically who is more popular, who has a more richer fan base. Sometimes it shows, it's reflective of the best art that year. But most of the time, it's just I really like you, and I'm just going to keep buying your album. And right now, I think his fan base is kind of is hemorrhaging at the moment.
So, just for the record, he premiered at number 4 on the Billboard 200 with 67,000 units, 41,000 altogether, but 24,000 amassed by the 31.3 on-demand streams. A million on-demand streams, and in comparison to his other albums, like his debut Justified, which sold 439,000, albums, and it debuted at number 2. Future Sex and Love Sounds was number 1 with 684,000. The 2020 Experience debuted at number 1 with 968,000. The 2020 Experience 2 of 2 was 350,000. And then Man in the Woods was 293,000. So it's definitely a significant drop for him. All of them outside of his debut album had debuted at number 1. So this is like his lowest debut. And he's the older artist, and he's not, his face isn't anywhere other than like his voice being loaned to Trolls. So I feel like he would benefit from doing what a J-Lo, a Mariah.
He was in Reptile. He does a lot of acting.
So. That's not the fan base that's like consuming his stuff. Like, I think he needs to get himself on an American Idol like Katy Perry and J-Lo and Mariah did to really connect the people who can move from music. Yeah,
I think he's his manager. That's a good move. That's a really good move for Justin, to be honest.
We should join the Voice.
Adam Levine's career, that motherfucker's a big jerk, and they all love him now after that show.
He should do the Voice next season.
That's a good kudos to you. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. But I'm still a fan of him as a musician, and I do think that he can make a comeback. He has the money to pay for all types of producers. He still has Timberland in his back pocket. He still has Pharrell. Even though he's a big culture vulture, I'm not going to say this person's name, but I have a friend who, and I think, I don't know, I forgot if you like Candace Owens or not. And she went viral in the news recently because she was about to get let go of Daily Wire. She did get let go of the Daily Wire because the Daily Wire. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. Ben Shapiro fired her, or she says that he couldn't fire her. She has been very pro Gaza lately, and Ben Shapiro is very Zionist, and so that is one of the stories. That's one of the versions of it. She says that they broke up amicably, and that she's just going to have her own YouTube show. Who knows? I'm not a big fan of her. I view her, even though I'm a fan of Cosby's art, I never liked it when he talked down to the Black community. And aside from we don't agree politically, me and her, I do feel like she talked down to the Black community more than so. She has like an all-size-fits-all type of approach to her solutions. And sometimes when it feels like she's talking at the Black community when she does that. So my point with that was Justin Timberlake is a culture vulture. He, when he was done making money off of Black music, all of a sudden it was cool to go to country. So I think a lot of this, not just the Britney Spears stuff, which I think is a huge part of it, to be honest. I think even me, like I read the book and I was just so impassioned. I was ready to like go kick down Justin Timberlake's door after I read the book. I was like, the way that she wrote it and the way that Michelle Williams narrated, homegirl, you killed it. You sounded just like her, to be honest. The audiobook was awesome. Speaking of which, say it again, Robert.
You know what this is?
What is that?
This is a reference to Britney Spears on the X Factor, and there's a gif that goes around where she was just air clapping. She didn't even give enough energy to actually clap, that she just went like this.
She wrote about that in the book, not that part, but she wrote like how she was like on autopilot for a lot of things because they just kept signing her up to work when she didn't want to work. No, I'm a big fan of her. And like I said, Womanizer is one of my favorite songs. Toxic is my favorite song of all time of hers. I really missed out on the Vegas residency. I really wanted to see that. I just feel like this karma is all coming back to him. So you're not gone, Justin, but you're barely hanging on, but it's okay. It's okay. You got enough.
Don't go knocking on my door.
And if you know Vince is all here for the beef. And even though out of the three, everybody has their own. So I don't know if you know this, Robert, but some people say that there are the three top rappers, modern rappers today. And it is J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar, wherever you have them in those three. I'm not saying you 100% agree with that, but you do that, hear that in the wind sometimes, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like they're the people that because they're the right age to be talked about the most. Like, no, there's none of the older guys are being mentioned there. So it's like the younger generation that's racked up. Like, Drake has like what, 140 entries on fucking Billboard 100. Like,
it's like countless at this point. Like, he's broken him, Rihanna, a bunch of these new artists. They've broken like Beatles records. They smashed all these records. It's crazy. And all during a time where people don't buy anything anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all based on these like Spotify and iTunes numbers now. It's not, they get some Billboard numbers too, but that's not even where they get the bulk of their change anymore. So recently, Kendrick Lamar came out with a song with Metro Boomin. So let me set this up a little bit. Metro Boomin made like some tweet that he deleted, and Drake came back and made a video and said these are to the non-believers and the tweet deleters. And a lot of people said that he was throwing shade at him. Metro Boomin publicly has said that there's no beef between them, but they have unfollowed each other on Instagram. This is where we are in life when people unfollow on Instagram. He's also a prominent figure in Music Nav. He unfollowed him recently from this whole backlash. He used to have a beef with Kanye a long time ago, which I'm not going to get into. So J. Cole and Drake have teamed up recently, First Person Shooter, really good song. And they mentioned being in the big three, kind of embracing what people have been saying that there's the top three rappers. So they have this big three league, which is run by Ice Cube, awesome league, adjacent to the NBA, and where they have older players usually playing in that in a three-on-three style. And so Kendrick basically said in this new song that is on Metro Boomin and Future's collab album, which is even more crazy because Future usually collabs with Drake. So the fact that like Future would let this go down, like you said, loyalty. There is no loyalty in music, it seems. And so Kendrick basically said, fuck the big three. We're not a big three. I'm a big me. And he said something about the For the Dogs album, which is Drake's recent album. He basically clowned him. And so are you a fan of rap beef, Robert? And whose side are you on with this rap beef? Like Metro Boomin, Drake, Kendrick, do you have a side?
I'm not a fan necessarily of rap beef. I think it's like it's part of the culture in some respects, where it's like it's just been there for a lot of history. Like, I think back to like Kanye and 50, like they use their beef to like boost their album sales. Who will have the number one when they debut? Like, nobody's moving their day.
That's a cool competition.
Exactly. It's just it makes money.
And College Dropout. No, Late Registration. And Massacre, right? That was cool. That was a big shift in hip-hop to that moment. That was a big shift.
It gets people talking. I don't think it's anything real. Like, these people are fucking multimillionaires, and none of those three that you mentioned are the type. Nobody's reaching for guns. It's not like not happening. So it's beef. It's like, it's bullshit, you know, whatever. Oh, I don't like you. I don't like you. And that's that. I think that they're all going to keep doing their... They don't have anything to talk about at this point. You know, you're so rich. If you want to talk about, like, J-Lo so disconnected, still milking her Bronx thing, like, this guy is still for the dogs. Does he even use the phrase dogs? What does that even mean? For the dogs?
Yeah, and they dated briefly, too. Damn, Drake.
Who are you trying to fool? Like, for the dogs? Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Who are you trying to fool? For the poodles?
Right, like, I don't know what that means, but, you know, whatever.
And it was a very heavy R&B album, too, so it wasn't really for the dogs.
When you're so rich like that, you know, and maybe that was his like, under thing for the bitches. Maybe he wanted to really call it. And knowing him, like, I didn't even listen to the album, but maybe it was his idea.
It was good. It was still good, but it wasn't for the dogs. It wasn't a hardcore rap album at all.
You know what does, but I don't know. I like them all. I think they're all talented. Drake's probably the one of all of them that I listen to more of all of his catalog. J. Cole is one that I've listened to most of his stuff. I respect him. I think he's the closest thing we have to a new Nas. So I appreciate him.
And he has a song with Nas where he talks about being a fan of his.
Yeah. And Kendrick, he's just like, incredible lyricist with delivery and everything. So it's like he's undeniable force. Winner. Yeah, he's an undeniable force. I think, you know, when it comes to rap, like I think Kanye said, where it's like you better think you're the number one, otherwise don't do it, because that's what this is about. Like, you should think you are the fucking best, but don't fucking come out with any music. So, you know, I think you got to keep that attitude, because I think when people listen to hip hop, especially today's hip hop, they want to take on that persona in their own ways and feel like, you know, I put on this Britney thing and now I'm the baddest bitch. I'm Britney, bitch, you know? And it's the same thing with hip hop. Like, I'm the poppy champagne, whatever. And I'm all, you know, you connect to these guys like you're the number one. You shouldn't want to come out and say I'm the number two. Like Kanye says, number two is just the first one who lost, you know? So.
And if we were on Talladega Nights, there's a third place, there's a fourth place, there's a fifth place. No, I agree with you. No, I enjoy it. It's a guilty pleasure. I do think it's a little racist. I don't think in any genre of music, and that's why we're dying all the time in this music. I do think that these beefs are heavily relied on to provide entertainment. Too heavy, where, like I said, we have hurt each other for it. Even when at the height of the Cardi B and Nicki thing, like people were throwing heels and husbands were getting involved, like fucking my man Offset and Mr. Petty. Yeah, and they had to like get the authorities involved, some snitching and shit. And I think that's a shame, because especially at the time, they were the number one and two at the time, arguably even now. And it was just, it's just sad, in my opinion, sometimes. It's like some crab in the barrel mentality. But I will say the other side of it too. You mentioned the competitive side of it with Kanye, and of course I have a side with my bipolar brethren. If you like boxing, if I was going to advocate, if I was going to be on the other side, the devil's advocate, I hate that fucking phrase, people. No, you're just the devil's fucking reject. You're the fucking asshole. Like, that's what, when people say, I'm just going to play devil's advocate, but I'm going to do it now. Yeah, boxers do that. UFC fighters, they do that a lot too. Like, it's me. There's no podium. There's no first, second, and third. It's me. It's me. And he even said that in the song. There's no big three. It's big me. And so I can appreciate that. I'm with you on that. That part I agree with. I think we agree on both things. I think we think that it's a little childish that they have to like always battle each other and always disrespect each other in order to claim the fame in that genre. And I also agree with you that there's a competitive side to it, and that like you shouldn't be in the game if you are not thinking that you're the dopest out there. And I think it's a big part of the bravado of rap music and hip hop music. So if we are agreeing on that, am I right? Am I correct on that part?
Yeah. Yep. I think we see eye to eye on this.
Cool. Okay. If you know. Orange drink, you know.
Oh, you know.
All right. That was awesome. That was awesome. So let's get on to what the fuck did we watch. And I don't know if you've seen the 1989, whether it's Robert or our fans, the 1989 Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't see that. I did not see that. I only know Patrick Swayze from Ghost and Dirty Dancing, the things I know him most from.
So my neighbor who I watched it with, shout out to Bleed, he is in Keep Up the Web Series, starring Charlene, Gina, myself, and Robert. Robert directed it and wrote it. We did a lot of improv for it, but he wrote the scripts that we went off of and based off, and I think everybody did a great job. Robert is a great content creator already. And so he mentioned the same thing. He said that he doesn't know anything but Ghost and Dirty Dancing. And that's okay. Wong Fu, like, you know, he's had he's had a long career. Some of them are duds, but he was back in the day when like the action star was huge, and he wasn't necessarily an action star, but those type of vigilante roles were popular in the '80s, especially. And so that's what it is now. He's the anti-hero. So Jake Gyllenhaal now in 2024 has reprised the role. You got a few people. What's his name? Let's go back to the cast. And they had Conor McGregor in it also. He was the nemesis in it. So this Roadhouse movie is about a former UFC star. That's not what it was in the beginning. Not in the beginning. The modern, not so much, so the modern one. The 1989 version. I do think that he was some type of mixed martial artist, though, but UFC didn't exist back then. So he was a UFC fighter. And in this new one, he Jessica Williams, who was, used to be on The Daily Show, and she's on Shrinking on Apple TV. She's great. She owns a bar, and the bar in Key West is being attacked by these like biker gangs, and they're connected to this like big, you know, real estate tycoon type person. Key West is beautiful, but it's very down south. So no offense, but I'm going to be offensive right now. There's a lot of hicks down there. I've actually never been, though. So, like, technically I'm being ignorant right now. But a lot of the TV shows, which I shouldn't just base it on TV, but a lot of TV shows. So Florida has an excellent film credit. And one of the shows I used to watch was called Bloodline. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but it was based in Key West. It was like a type of King Lear type of situation. A lot of whining children. But I loved it. Loved it a lot, but they ended it early because the film credit expired, and a lot of and I'm sure you know about this, a lot of projects get cut because a film credit that lowers down the tax bill so much for production, so a lot of people rely on that. And no, I'm glad, and it was very Key West. A lot of local bands were in it. It was really dope. I mentioned to Robert when I was reviewing it, it wasn't better than the original. They definitely got rid of some of the B-movie mystique to it. And, of course, I love A-movies. But B-movies, like when, what's his name, Quentin Tarantino, when he did those odes to B-movies, I like that type of stuff. If you're going to do a B-movie, so, for instance, Terrifier, the Terrifier series right now, the clown, Artie the Clown, that's B-movie quality. But they do it well. It's like kind of like an homage. It's kind of like a tribute when they do it in that style. And they kind of got rid of it with this one. Not kind of. They totally did. They made this completely modern. Jake Gyllenhaal was okay. He was definitely ripped as fuck. They did a lot of worm eye. Like, they were doing all this punching. And, like, you felt like you were seeing it from the bottom. Like, you felt like you were a worm. And I thought that was interesting. A lot of fighting. A lot of cool special effects. Yeah, and if you're into Conor McGregor, he was kicking a lot of ass. Is this something that interests you, Robert?
I think Conor McGregor's hot. Hey. But that's, you know, from what I've heard about it, it seems interesting. I probably would give it a watch on a day where I have nothing else going on and I want to see what's happening.
Well, spoiler alert, if you think he's hot, he is nude in the movie a few times, actually. Not yeah. Frontal nudity. They show a lot top to bottom. And then in one of them, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what you enjoy seeing on the menu. But but there's a lot of ass shots. A lot of ass shots. He definitely shaved that ass for this role. Go Connor. Shout out to Sophia. That. She's a big Conor McGregor fan. I like him as a fighter. I like his persona, too. I'm a big fan of the heels in wrestling and stuff like that. So he's very similar to that in UFC. I don't like some of the people that he hurts. And I don't like some of the things he says towards minorities. A little racist, in my opinion. I don't know the guy like that. So just based on what I see on TV.
I'm not familiar with any of that stuff.
It was fun. It's your typical, like, you know, action movie. It got like 6 on Amazon. That's what it deserved. It was in like slightly above average. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Something more entertaining, like what do they call it? Like mindless fun. That's basically what it was.
Popcorn movie.
Yeah, definitely. And I hate popcorn, but I get it, Robert.
I don't eat popcorn.
You don't hate popcorn? You like the brain? I don't eat popcorn. Oh, is it because it gets in your teeth?
No, I can't have it. But I do the mini pretzels with mustard.
Oh, those are dope. Those are delicious. Yeah. I'm never really been a popcorn fan. But if I do like, and so that's what I don't view it as a real snack. People will be like, it's delicious. And weird people are the ones that like have it straight up. Me, I have to like either have it with loads of butter or like mad caramel or mad cheddar or something like that. And then it's like that with some popcorn at this point. Like the popcorn is kind of like the side dish at this point. So that's why I don't really believe as popcorn as a snack. So we don't have anywhere where we went. So we're just going to fast forward to what the fuck did we say? And that leads me. So this is part of it. This is actually part of it. I have questions for Robert. I don't know if Robert's tired of me asking questions. I hope not.
Yeah, ask these fucking questions.
I have lots of questions for Robert. Let me know.
You got questions, Diane? Do you, Diane?
I do, Ms. Warren. I do. And Robert is a really funny guy. He put Adele on our Miro. She was still beautiful. She's still a beautiful woman. It was when she was in the thicker side of things. She's looking at her flip phone. It's a very famous meme. It's very hilarious, very famous GIF. Big fan of The Other Side. And I love that she's, you know, we love that we get to invite her to the cookout still with Rich Paul. But anyway, in the movie, and this has been in many movies, many TV shows, Jake Gyllenhaal, not his character, but Lucas Gage, he's on this show that I watch, You, from Netflix. He's like one of the socialites in one of the recent seasons when he goes to London.
Yeah.
He is fully on the toilet, barfing his ass off. And there's another movie that I saw that we just mentioned. Right? Exactly. Even when I watched Boys on the Boat, this guy had like a bug, like some virus, and he was all on the toilet rim. No toilet seat. That I understand. Sometimes I see the toilet seat. And at least with that, there's less germs. And I'm not even a big germaphobe. But I see people talking to the porcelain god and they have their whole arm and everything on the toilet seat where people are pissing and doing all types of nasty shit. I clean my rim of my toilet a lot, but I know a lot of people don't. And that is fucking nasty. Why in Hollywood, Robert? Why in Hollywood land do they not... Is that realistic? Like, I've never done that, by the way. Never in my life. And I've thrown up in the toilet many times. Sorry, I'm not bulimic, but I've definitely gotten drunk in my early days and college days, and I threw up a lot, especially like when you're playing beer pong or something like that. Like, oh, got to get my second win. Or I'm back, guys. Like, I never fucking left. Let's go. Beer pong it up. Why do they do that, Robert? Why? That's fucking nasty. Like, are they just being realistic, or are people really that nasty that they will put their whole body on a fucking toilet?
The answer to that is yes. Well, they people are really nasty, and it does happen. I've had friends, I've been there myself, where it's like you're gripping on for life, because a lot of times on film, what you're trying to communicate is things in a very visually interesting way, and especially as an actor, you can feel like you don't have much to do. Sometimes they give people scenes where, oh, you're just a friend throwing up, right? And then the other person is just there talking to you and has a bunch of lines or whatever. And all you can do is just try to give yourself some kind of blocking where you're like trying to, like, you're creating your motivation by looking more like if it hurts even more to throw up, so you're gripping onto it and you're throwing up and it's ripping your insides out. So I feel like it's trying to go for convey a certain emotion. And I think that's a lot of times, like, we see, how many films have you watched where people use the bathroom and nobody washed their hands? So it's like, sometimes it's just not like,
I've seen that in real life. People that I don't know, I'm like looking at them like, and then they look at you too. They look at you too and still leave.
I go to the gym and those Typhoid Marys, they pee or come out the stall and walk right onto the gym floor. That's why I wipe everything down.
Yo, one of my favorites when they go, I didn't touch my dick. Like, no hands, ma, the new Waka Flocka. Like, no. It doesn't matter. Watch your fucking hands, nasty.
I don't get that.
Funny story that's not mine. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I was just going to go back to it. Just like, people, I've seen people hold on to the toilet and they get gripped on there. And you know, you need something to hold on to when everything's coming out. Because some people, the vomiting is them really hard, where it's like bile and it's like hurts. Oh, so
bile's the worst when you have nothing left and you get the I'm never drinking ever again. I promise.
Right. That's when no fucks are given. And I think that's, you know, with film, that's where you're trying to take these characters to give them some kind of motivation where it's like, this is how fucked up they are. They don't even give a fuck about the germs on the damn toilet because they are just that trashed, you know? So it's like,
I'm trying to live to the next day, Vince. Fuck you. Right. Stop hating on me. Throw it up in the toilet. Now people are going to try to get me drunk. And they're going to be like, see, nigga? See, motherfucker? They're going to be like, I told you. It don't look pretty. But that's a big reason why I don't really like drinking anyway. Like, weed never makes me feel that way. I either just really get really sleepy, and that's it. That's like my worst, like, it's like the worst thing that, or maybe my short-term memory. That's it. Like, other than that, I have, like, no, like, ill things spoken. Yeah, alcohol, I there's like a laundry list of things that I don't enjoy about it. Again, I have a story real quick. I had a story, same ex. When she was younger, when she was in high school, she snuck vodka into a basketball game, and she went to go throw up. And when she went to go throw up in the toilet, she did what we're talking about, but she did it so hard that she chipped her tooth. And when I met her, she had that chipped tooth, and that's when she told me that story. And so that sucks. That sucks. She got it fixed. And then, you know, she got it appraised, and she went on into greener pastures. But with
she's
me,
dead.
She's not. No, I didn't mean greener pastures. That she's dead. No, I meant that she moved on from me, and she's doing much better. That's what I meant. She's got a full tooth. She got a full tooth while we were together. But once she got that full tooth, she's like, see me, I thought I was buying low. And that's why I thought like we were going to stay together for a long time. But she was like this, nah, man, I'm worth more now. Value went up. That was yesterday's price, Vince. That was yesterday's price, Bat Joe. Today's price went fucking up. So shout out to her. I'm glad that she's doing okay. I'm not
got a bag and fixed her teeth.
It's true. I'm going to stop wearing kit, though. I saw it. No, I'm joking. So back to me. I did something even worse. I didn't chip my tooth. I would die if I chipped my tooth. I had chipped my tooth once. I didn't do it like Nas or Fabulous, but that's how hers looked. It was like literally like split. And I still like dated her. I still like, that's how I met her. And I was like, man. And my sister said something too when I met her. She was like, I was like, oh, what do you think of her? And we were together like 4 years. My sister goes, she's great. And she had some other like red flags. But one of them was, when is she going to fix her tooth? And I'm like, I was like, we're working on that together.
Aww.
But anyway,
that's love.
Right? But with me, when I was in a fraternity, I was actually pledging for a fraternity. I did a Jaeger shot contest with someone, and I still didn't like drinking back then, but it was more for competition, I guess. Like when you're a frat, like it's almost impossible not to drink. There's so many drinking games. And so my dumbass thought it would be a good idea to have a Jägermeister, and I did over 20 shots. And nobody believes me because that's like, it's insane. Like I shouldn't have done that. And I remember walking back and I got back to my dorm. And again, I was pledging, so I wasn't in the house yet. And I went to go throw up in the toilet, and I put my whole face in the toilet. And the fucking throw up just did like a tidal wave out of the toilet. So I didn't know this, by the way. I didn't know this. And this was in a dormitory bathroom, so it was even worse. So right, see, I'm talking all this shit about people putting their whole arms and shit. So I didn't know this. So I wake up the next day, and I remember walking back. I remember feeling really nasty, like, whoa. And so one of my suite mates, like when I woke up, he's like, how you doing, Vince? He's like, you might want to like brush your teeth. And I was like, what do you mean? He tells me, he goes, yo, Vince, we followed you because you looked so fucked up. We thought you were gonna die. Like you looked so bad. And we followed you to the bathroom and you went like this. You just went, Like you were like Wayne's World. You were like, you were not worthy. You went like this, like you were like gonna go do like a praise. And your whole face went in the toilet, and we just saw a tidal wave of throw up and toilet water just go up in the air. True story. True story. Friends. Well, they told me it happened. Told me it happened, but it was pretty embarrassing. So I brushed my teeth back then. But I still haven't gotten many dates since then. Only that girl for 4 years. So I just tell you.
Well, hopefully this helps you. I don't think these "what the fuck did I say" segments are helping anybody around here.
Nah, okay. Man. Somebody out there in Russia, somebody out there in Moscow wants to hear this, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my last one. Do you have a story like that before we go?
With throwing up? No. I am so grateful I don't drink anymore because I do not miss throwing up. That was, and then your capillaries bust and they're all red and shit, and you know you're recovering from that look for like a day or two.
I know.
No, I don't miss that.
The filter doesn't do that for me.
Okay.
It's all good. All right. Well, that's a perfect time to get the fuck out of here. Where could they go stalk you, Robert? Where could they follow you on the social media pages?
You guys want to follow me? Thank you so much. You can find me, Robert Mercado, on Instagram at Robert Mercado World. You can find me on YouTube if you put in Robert Mercado World Productions, Robert Mercado World Films. You'll see how to spell it all down there, you know. Yeah. Go on Twitter, look it up. You'll find me. I'm glad to follow you back. Vince will not follow you back. He's just that person.
I'll follow you home.
He just might, okay? He might vomit in your toilet too, unfortunately. And another round. Oh, and I want to shout out my niece again. I'm wearing her necklace. Amelia, the fashionista, created this, her brand. She's amazing. One of my nieces. They're all brilliant. And and please like and share and subscribe. Appreciate it. Thanks for staying through this whole video. I know this last segment can be a little gross or whatever, but we're family here. We're all just sharing. You get to know us, see how freaking
Robert
ridiculous.
You played in this segment, but this is one of the people's favorite segments. That's why I kept it. A lot of people.
Hey, listen, people are getting to know us. So, like J-Lo says, if you know, you know. So, Vince, where can they find you?
They can find me on the FBI's most wanted list. They can also find me on StillVinSane, at StillVinSane on Twitter, X, DonLemon.com, StillVinSane.com. You can find me if you put it on YouTube, Still Insane. You can also find me on Robert's channel, Robert Mercado World, where we do a skit that are part of the Keep Up Universe, Keep Up the Web series. Shout out again to Gina. Shout out again to Charlene. Shout out again to Junior Aubrey Harris. I just said that backwards. I said Gina. I said Robert. Yeah, man. Shout out to me. Like Snoop Dogg said when he got the Walk of Fame, I want to thank me. For being me, for working so hard. I want to thank me for working so hard and for showing up to the Super Bowl on time. So anyway,
thank you, Vince, for having me on the show too. I appreciate you. I want to say that publicly. I appreciate being invited onto the show. I'm glad we got to work together in this capacity. It's been so much fun. So I appreciate you bringing me on, my friend. I've been having a blast.
That all past tense. He's ready to quit right after this episode.
And I'm done after you. I won't even say it anymore, but yeah.
Not a big deal. It's great having you. No, you're a great addition. I hope that you, I hope you want to continue, man. I hope the best is yet to come, man. You're already on fire. Please support us. I'm going to put this on the ticker, like he said. And also, don't just... We'll put the graphics there just like everybody else does. Keep up. Yeah, make sure you keep up. Make sure you keep up over there too. Make sure you keep up down there. But no, definitely click on the subscribe button, that notification button like he was talking about. Also, we don't have any content there on Patreon.com. Again, we are very indie right now, so we're developing that together. You've seen people on my show before, or our show. We didn't have the right fit. There was people that just didn't want to put in that work. But now we are, and we're going to fill that up, and we're going to get you guys to subscribe to our content, get us to get a budget so that we can do more skits. We can maybe develop more podcasts for either other people or for ourselves, nurture some new talent. I love doing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, please head over to Patreon. So right now it's only donate, but later you're going to be able to subscribe to content. And I'm very excited about that. And again, I'm excited about you, Robert. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. And thank you for being you, motherfucker.
Gracias. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a friend. Okay.
Oh, that's my last question. That's my last question. Which Golden Girl am I?
You're definitely like a Dorothy or a Sophia. Shout out to the Golden Girls. You're a Dorothy. Where's Dorothy?
Oh, yes. Man, I like Sophia. Sophia's the mother, right?
Yeah.
Dorothy is B. Arthur, right?
Yeah.
I can't be both. That's, they're both different. Sophia,
you're Dorothy because Sophia gets more dates than Dorothy.
God! And Robert was just acting in the skit. He has like a tough time dating, but Robert's right. I really do have a tough time dating. He acts like he doesn't. It, on TV, he acts like he has no trouble. He's right. The cobwebs. So make sure you click on my Viagra pill too. No, I'm joking. Anyway, so like I said, doesn't matter what the fuck I said. Shut the fuck up, listen up, and keep up with your boy Sylvan Sane
and me, Robert Mercado World.
Hey, if you fucking know, you know. Over and out. That's
true. Bye.
Over and out.
It's the music.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Yo, you fucking up, bitch. Better work, bitch. Have a nice guitar. Put those hemorrhoids. Better work, bitch. Okay, really have to go. Better work, bitch. I know what racism is. I'm South African. Did you see that?